Brothers and China Grow. Oh, I needed this so bad. We are about freezing to death up here in Liberty, but thank God we got a fire and a wood stove. Got plenty of food. We got each other. We got our health. Lord, let us live another day. Now, this always reminds me of playing baseball. Baseball being springtime. John Fogerty. John Fogerty in center field. It's 23 minutes now before 8. That's Eastern time. If any of you folks are out of the Eastern time area. And we do have. We got Kathy Parker listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. And she's an hour behind us here in Liberty, Kentucky. And Stephanie Preston, I believe, is listening down in Clinton. Get out of here, Bill. Clinton, Mississippi. Stephanie and Kathy, I posted weather updates both. I just went and got those about 2 minutes before I went on the air. Got them on Facebook. Check it out. You both are under a winter storm warning as we are here. And I believe you're also under a freeze advisory, Stephanie. So anyways, just do the best you can. You know, you're this far. Guys, if we can make it to the weekend, right? The weekend. That's all I'm talking about. It's going to be considerably warmer. Yeah. Going to slow things down a little bit with the Jeff Healey Band.
Girl, you're looking fine. tonight. And every guy has got you here beside. What you're doing with a clown like me is surely one life's little mystery.
Healy Band, Angel Eyes. Marjorie Phipps has joined us, and Marjorie is an absolutely delightful lady. My wife and I just love her dearly, and she raises alpacas. Now, Marjorie, I was trying to remember where you were from originally. I know you live up here, and I think on the Casey County, Adair County line. Was that correct? Sometimes I get mixed up. Actually, Marjorie, I get mixed up a lot in my oldies. But welcome, but such a fascinating person, and She takes the alpacas and she treats them like her babies. They're treated very, very well. And then she shears them and then turns it into alpaca yarn. Would that be correct, Marjorie? Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And makes these marvelous products out of the alpaca fur, you know. So welcome, Marjorie Phipps. I hope you enjoy the show. I just had to get on here and just jam out a little bit and take my mind off of everything. And I hope you guys are nice and warm, Marjorie. And I'm sure you are. This is probably comparable to some of the, I was trying to remember where you were from originally, either Massachusetts, Connecticut, up in that area up there. I can't remember exactly when. But this weather we're having here should be kind of like, you know, you guys think this is cold? You ought to live where I used to live. Anyways, welcome, Marjorie. And I want to do a shout out to the daughter-in-law of my dear friends who are responsible for Terry and I staying warm this winter with all this inclement weather. And that's Kimberly Crow. Kimberly Crow lives down in Somerset, Kentucky. And like I said, she's the daughter-in-law of my good friends, Ben and Janie Crow. And Ben and Janie can't get on tonight because they have no power. So they're limited what they can do with their cell phone because they have to go out and charge it up. They've been without power since 10 o'clock last night. So, you know, here we are together, guys. You know what we're going to be doing for the next couple of days. Tell them, Paul Simon.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. He slipped sliding, slipped sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. God only knows, God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when fact we're slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearest destination. Oh, you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearest destination. Oh, you slip sliding away.
Slip sliding away for much longer. Like I said, we got a great forecast coming up for, well, a warm-up. We're going to have some precipitation, but it'll be in the form of rain starting, you know, this weekend, going into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. We'll be back up in the low 50s, high 40s, which is like a heat wave for us right now. I think Cindy Wood is listening, originally from Moundsville, West Virginia, my old hometown where I was raised, and I think she's listening possibly down in Panama City, Florida. Yeah, and I was going to say, yeah, you guys are down there bathing in all that warmth, but you know what? This storm took a dip down into that area through Louisiana, Texas, and it's just wreaked havoc everywhere. And I just checked the temp out for Panama City, and I'll tell you what, the heat is not on down there. 39 degrees in Panama City. Of course, that would be warm for us here up in Kentucky and Mississippi and down in Tennessee. Here's Glenn Frey.
We'll be right back.
Glenn Frey and the heat is on. And not here in Liberty. It's 14 degrees. I just checked the temp up here. Gosh, that's cold. I'm looking forward to a summer breeze. I don't know about you. Here's Seals and Crofts.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. I care in the world. See the smile burning in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
One of those mellow songs you can just kind of, you know, mellow out with. Yeah, I love it. Here's Eric Carmen.
I run a comb through my head and step out in the street. And the city's the color of flame in the midsummer heat. Oh, yeah. Oh.
time. And the heat from your touch makes me feel like I'm losing my mind. Oh, yeah.
And then they play
back in my arms again.
We close our eyes.
We start remembering where.
We start.
Harry Carvin and Make Me Lose Control. Hey, Pam Marshfield, another Floridian, a transplant from the Bluegrass State from Kentucky, is listening from Zephyr Hills, Florida. And Pam, I just checked out the temp down there, and you're at 57 degrees. Girl, that's a heat wave up here in Kentucky right now. Pam, so glad you could join us, and hope you enjoy the music. I don't know about you guys, but I've been running on empty for a few days now. Oh, mercy. Here's Jackson Browne.
I was 17 and running up on one.
Jackson Brown running on empty, 7 minutes past eight, and a big welcome to Dwayne The Rock Reynolds, listening down in Woodstock, Kentucky. Yeah. Hey, Dwayne. Welcome, my brother. And, you know, I just put this show together very rapidly towards this evening and didn't know, you know, whether we're going to have power or not. We've maintained power. God has blessed me beyond measure the last few days. My friends Ben and Janie Crow made sure before this week happened that we had plenty of firewood for our wood stove. We haven't lost power. We've got food in the house. We've got each other. We've got our health. I woke up on this side of the dirt today, and I got so much to be thankful for and to thank God for, including you, my friends, who have tuned in tonight. Are we having a party? I believe we are. Clap your hands.
Yeah, clap your hands.
We are. Here's Rod Stewart.
Dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. Cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table. Me and my baby, yeah, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time, dancing with my baby, everybody swinging. Sally's doing that twist now, if you play Request, I got a few for you.
Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood having a party. Here's Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren.
Dancing soundtrack, Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. I've had the time of my life. I got to do a quick shout out to a lady who I've grown, a young lady I've grown to admire very much. And she is a radio DJ and works at the Buck WKDO up here in Liberty, Kentucky. And it's the best classic country station this side of the Pecos River. And Crystal, I just want to tell you, let me congratulate you because you have done a yeoman's job of reporting the weather. And you know the difference between an on-air personality and a real professional in radio? A real professional is one who can adjust to adverse conditions, keep on smiling, keep on trucking, and keep on bringing people informative information. And on top of that, doing it so well that you do it. And I just want to congratulate you and say you have earned my respect and admiration very much. And God bless you, Crystal, and keep up the good work. People out there appreciate you. They don't always voice it. I know a lot of people do, but you are very much appreciated, and you're doing a great job, okay? And you wanted to know if I had a song by the Bee Gees called Staying Alive? You know, I think I might have that, because that's what we're all trying to do right now, right, Crystal? We're trying to... Dwayne Reynolds says he saw that movie in three different towns, did you? Wow. He's talking about Saturday Night Fever, of course. Great movie. Great soundtrack. I'm going to play one more disco song, okay? Because they make me feel good. All over my body. Well, most of it anyway. Songs make you want to get up and just dance with somebody. Here's Miss Whitney.
Clock strikes, I
Oh, she was a staple of the mainstream adult contemporary format that I worked in Somerset at the old Lake 102. And such a tragedy when she passed away, and just a tragic life. But a wonderful, wonderful talent. And I remember when I was working the old Lake 102 in Somerset in the early part of the 90s, yeah, and which just seems like yesterday, but that's been a lifetime ago, when the movie, you know, The Bodyguard came out, and The Bodyguard soundtrack produced so many hits, and they were all number one hits. Oh, my goodness. It's 8:31. Can't believe I've been broadcasting over an hour ago. Here's the Four Seasons, December 1963. Valley in the Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. Well, hang in there, guys. It's going to get better with the weather. I'm going to tell you pretty soon, we're going to be walking on sunshine, baby. Katrina the Wave.
Now every time I go for
I want everybody right now, just close your eyes, right? Close your eyes and picture you are at the beach and you have had to wear some extra sunscreen protection because the sun is so intense. It's just beating down on you. And you're all stretched out enjoying the beautiful weather, listening to the waves coming in on the beach. Yeah. Let's play a little beach music. What do you say? Here's Jimmy Buffett. Head on out to Kokomo. What do you say?
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it through.
And Crystal Salee, our local Wonder Woman of weather. That's hard to say with that. You know, that's kind of an alliteration. That when you start putting those W's together, you put yourself on a chopping block. But she's reminding me, you know, she says she's feeling good and wishing it was spring or summer. She said, but only 31 days left until spring. We are closer than when we started. Hello, Terry.
Greetings.
How art thou?
Greetings and salutations.
Well, salutations and greetings to you. Yeah. Get on. You want to get on your mic or because I'm only going to be on here about another 15 minutes.
Oh,
you know.
Take the dogs out.
You got to.
Yeah, I got to.
I know who let the dogs out now, don't I?
I can't stay very long. I've got to let the babies out.
Oh, I played just some beach, couple of beach songs right there. I played Jimmy Buffett and the Boat Drinks, and then I played a little Kokomo.
You did?
By the Beach Boys, yeah. And speaking of beach music, and then Pam Marshfield just posted on here. She said, now you're playing my song. She said, I love Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, yeah.
And I love
Jimmy
the
Buffet.
Beach Boys. Jimmy Buffet.
That makes you hungry.
I guess that's right, yeah. Yeah, you know what we haven't played, or what I haven't played. You know, you've been upstairs very, very busy keeping our
Sophie
home.
Sophie just called me.
Up and going, huh?
Sophie, Jimmy, and Angie just called me.
From out in Seattle, Washington.
They did. I had so much fun talking to them.
Oh,
laughing. They got my box today.
So did they really?
Their Valentine's box.
Oh,
yeah.
They just got back from
Mexico.
Mexico.
Oh, did they have a great time?
Did they talk like this and say hello, hello, Gigi?
No.
Okay.
No, but she was so cute. She's, thank you, Gigi. Thank you.
Oh, she's only 2.5 years old.
Yes.
So sharp, yeah.
She is.
Yeah. Hey, you know what we need to play? Play a little old time rock and roll, what'd you say?
Seeger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band and Old Time Rock and Roll. I got to do a shout out to a very, very, extremely most precious lady that we, that Terry and I just dearly love, and that's Sue Estes, listening over in Eubank, Kentucky. And Sue, when I read your post yesterday, or this morning, Terry told me about it early this morning, and I jumped on. My days are running together. I'm not getting a whole lot of sleep like you, and trying to stay on top of everything, and it seems like my days are just running together. But when I read that, it broke my heart, like I told you. And if there had been any way I could have commandeered a tank or something to come get you guys, or a Humvee, I'd have come to Eubank and brought you guys over here and treated you like the royalty that we think you, both of you are. Please stay strong, and you've got such wonderful, wonderful faith in God, and you're such a great prayer warrior. And yeah, I was reading, and Terry just went to take the dogs out again, and she said, Sue says, hi, Terry, I've been listening while in my prayer chair, and I prayed for you while watching your early outside videos with horses, dogs, and all of your ice snow lock-ins. So thankful you didn't slip and fall. I tell her, Sue, every time she goes out, be extremely careful, because those horses are her babies. You know, of course, our fur babies, you know, that's like our children to us, even though we have children and grandchildren. They're just very, very special to us, and they depend on us to keep them warm in inclement weather like this. And I know everybody out there knows to bring your animals in, and I know that. I'm not going to remind you that. One thing I would like to remind everybody is make sure tonight's going to get – I think it's already down to 14 here in Liberty, if I'm not mistaken. Make sure that you let your faucets drip a little bit. I didn't one time, and I didn't let them drip enough, and I paid severely for that with an insurance claim, because I had a big deductible and my pipes burst. And it's a terrible thing to wake up to in the morning for the additional money it cost you to, for the additional money that it cost you to drip the water. It's certainly worth it, to save on what property damage you could do to your home. So that's just a quick reminder. I know you guys know all that, but that's the old radio DJ. And, you know, I gotta remind people, you know, I hope I didn't insult your intelligence. Anyway, here's Starship. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this thing together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us now. Oh,
oh, oh. I'm so glad I found you. I'm not gonna lose you. Whatever it takes, I will stay here with you. Take it to the good times, see it through the bad times. Whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do.
Let them say we're crazy, what do they know? Put your hands around me, baby, don't ever let go. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this dream together, standing strong for
Shiva, nothing's going to stop us now. Hey, let's play one more, okay? And then I'm going to wrap it up with a closing song. This one came out in August of 1989. It was one of the very first current hits that we played in the old Lake 102. And he's still rocking today. It's Dion, and the night stood still. Thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight for this impromptu show. I did very little promotion on it and just stuck it up on my page and worked to put a good show together that would perk you guys up a little bit and make you feel good, take your mind off of the weather, off COVID-19, off politics, off of everything. And hopefully I did that tonight. At least gave you a brief respite for about an hour and a half anyways. I want to thank each and every one of you again for listening. And, you know, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. If you're a born-again Christian, check on your brothers and sisters. Check on your neighbors. And if you can't physically help them, at least talk to them and maybe console them a little bit, because they're feeling the same angst and anxiety that you are during this this terrible time. I mean, we were hit with so many things: bad weather, COVID, and of course the situation throughout our nation right now. We're very, very divided. So remember, check on your brothers and check on your sisters in Christ. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful evening, what's left of it. Stay safe, stay warm. Going to go out with the Hollies, and he ain't heavy. He's my brother.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where.
He's my brother.